Podcast.
Right, grab a mic, Doyle. Good mic, any mic.
Check one, check. Check, check. Why?
Okay. I get two mics. I'm Jimmy Two Mics over here.
Okay, that one works.
There's nothing worse than having to hold a robot cock to your mouth for like an hour and a half to 2 hours while watching a movie.
You have to start getting that urge to like start licking it.
Just nuzzling it, just getting it.
Yeah, see, it's all looking at beard already.
And we've got beard on.
Put away my work now.
Check one, check, check.
Beard one, beard two. Are you working on a dossier?
No.
And Jim just signed his own death warrant.
Daily. Just death warrants. I have a rubber stamp. I'm just like, all right, fuck it. Join the class action lawsuit to have my life ended.
Ooh, piano music.
Let's get you over it.
You want to go wide right or wide left? That's fine. I have my own gravitational pull as well.
You hand me the rope? Both of them?
I'm not even going to bother.
Is that Grant Shoe?
Those are nice boots.
Here's a hammer for you.
Silent night, deadly night, because 'tis the season. In 3, 2, 1.
Engage. Play.
No. Play.
There we go. You have to be like dead on with this remote.
This presentation of Silent Night Deadly Night is the most complete and uncut version ever released. In order to achieve this, it was necessary for us to...
You're not fast enough.
I don't know. There's some people that would agree.
He had a dollar for every time he heard that.
I am rather fast at some things. Nothing screams creepy like little kids singing. So this is how the first Slayer album starts.
Cartoon blood. I love it.
This is just going to get me in the holiday spirit. I can feel it.
Just ritualistic killing. Oh, Lillian Coven. Where are you now? Chavin?
Mada. Gilmore McCorbick.
He makes good whiskey.
Have you ever had a Tony Nero cookie? It's delicious.
It is so... Well, it's overrated, I would say.
Billy!
Billy, no.
Why is there always
Linnea Quigley?
Randy Stumpf.
Oh, there's someone as Grandpa.
Grandpa. Well, on this show, he'll be drunk.
Don't drunk Grandpa. I found this killer Halloween. You don't know me.
very, very happy Hanukkah.
Ooh, the casting person had an assistant, so you know this is going to be a good movie.
Well, you know, it's really hard to find that grandpa without that assistant.
I feel him more as a creepy uncle, not so much as a grandpa.
Yeah.
Uncle Touchy.
Where you smell his fingers every day. Uncle Creepy.
Based on a story about Paul Kamey.
And by story, I mean drunk.
Drunk rambling.
Drunk ramblings. Ira Richard Barmack. Scenic Montana.
Hey, my stepkids live there.
1971.
The summer of fucking. I mean, no.
It was the fucking summer.
That chick looks like Blair.
From The Facts of Life?
Yes.
Well, you take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and then you kill everyone.
After she left the school, this is what happened to her.
Damn movie she's made. I could understand the killing.
I'm so happy.
She just, oh, God.
God,
that is a fucking ugly baby.
What the fuck?
And I'm not just saying that because, you know, my baby's beautiful. Like, no, that's
a fucking ugly baby.
That's a fugly child. She took thalidomide when she was pregnant.
Time for you to shut the fuck up. Jesus!
There is no redeeming quality to that baby. That's a do-over baby right there.
They should have drowned it.
Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. I said it.
5 minutes into the movie, James is already talking about drowning babies.
And the mother.
Oh, this means it'll be a great movie.
Is he wearing lipstick?
Yeah.
I know. His lips are insanely red. I'm almost jealous over here.
You're going to get a big surprise. You get to sleep with Mommy and Daddy tonight.
Creepy. I think that is Montana.
They're a really tight family.
The Chrysler dysfunction.
For all your family trips, choose the Chrysler dysfunction.
Dude, is Grandpa living at the fucking grotto? Oh, it's a mental health facility. Oh, well.
Of course he's at the mental facility.
The Playboy
in
mental
fairness,
health.
That could be a grotto, depending on your mental capabilities.
Utah is a Native American term for dripping with pussy.
Oh, God. Grandpa's creepy. Holy
that's
shit.
That's why you have an assistant for your casting person, so you get a creepy grandpa of that caliber. I'm old. I'm not deaf. Why couldn't you be Timmy?
There's a spark.
You want to smell my finger?
You want to eat the newest of the family?
Because grandpa's dumb.
Grandpa hears you. He hears everything.
I was Burt Reynolds once.
I had a career.
He is wearing a Hugh Hefner-esque kind of robe.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, at least he's got a little hint of style. A little.
Little sexy, creepy grandpa.
His stage name was Burt Hefner.
You want to go in the touchy closet?
Grandpa was waiting for this moment.
Let's play a game called What Am I Touching? You're all doomed.
Going up to Camp Blood, are you? Shut up!
Nobody can. You know, in the rectory, no one can hear you scream or cry.
Listen close, boy.
His lipstick's gone. You notice that?
Well, he was kissing Grandpa earlier. You're going to be an actor. Let me show you how to kiss.
Can you smile like a donut for Grandpa?
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus is coming in your mouth. Oh, God.
Oh, God, this is kind of creepy. I am not sleeping.
No, he's got a different shade of lipstick on. Not to you. You're a bad boy.
He's got a V in his forehead.
Why is Grandpa about to cry?
Did you notice when the kid lifted up? That was Grandpa lifting him by the butt.
Grandpa wants you taller.
I think next December we need to watch Krampus.
Oh, God.
I will wait all year for that.
That movie, when I saw it, I was just like, this has got to be a fake movie trailer. I'm like, nope, this is legit shit.
I was wondering how long it would take before they made that.
Yeah.
Well, I grew up with that story. It wasn't Christmas, it was Krampus.
I think there's one like on like whatever the horror.
Yeah.
Horror Network.
It's kind of like, it's not Asylum, but it's made by like a company like Asylum.
Yeah.
Wow. Santa Claus versus Krampus, there's one of those too. You have a good visit, son? No! Dad, we're gonna have them pull the plug. It's time.
It's too late.
Dun, 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 dun.
Mommy, don't leave me here!
Creepy old grandpa scares me!
Drunk grandpa smells like whiskey. And fail.
You can tell this was back in the day. There are no seatbelts whatsoever.
I'll let Daddy put it in the butt.
Mommy was naughty earlier today. Just ask Daddy.
Mrs. Garrett.
Tootie.
Girls!
It was a great Peter doing missions. Krampus!
Yeah, just a creepy old white man who comes in your house once a year uninvited.
Leaves presents.
Eats your food, drinks your drinks.
Watches you sleep.
Knows if you've been good or bad.
Shit, I thought that underpants. Was you guys always coming to my house and eating all the goddamn cookies. You bastards.
Six of one, half a dozen of the other. It's
rock, paper, scissors to see who gets my cookies this year.
More of a Rochambeau.
Nice. I like it.
You're so funny.
Welcome to Bitter's Convenience Store.
No shit.
Well, the prices will make you irate.
Ooh, Santa with a gun.
That's a squirt gun. Is that Joe Pesci?
That is kind of a genius disguise for a robbery around Christmas time.
That's a responsible gun owner.
Nope.
Right in the...
Oh, right in the chips.
Right in the squib.
Oh, no, you don't.
Dude, stop trying to aim and... Jesus, whoa. This guy has some good aim.
Yeah, really?
God damn it.
You had your goddamn car towed all the way to your house. All you have to offer me is light beer. What are you looking at, butthead? Maybe you should have...
And that's when Christmas went wrong. That's the creepiest DJ I've ever
heard.
Steve Carlson here. What are you wearing? You're listening to K-Diddlers or Diddlers Radio.
This reminds me of something
Santa's
that Pringle would have showed us back
you.
In the day.
What was that?
This reminds me of something Pringle would have showed us back in the day.
Being a lot better if I got some Roadhead.
Damn it, you beat me to this.
His hand's already there.
He's, yeah. He was totally...
He's, gonna, like,
he's like 10 seconds away from shoving her head down.
I got this hand cramp. I just seem to... there we go.
Go down, bitch. Go down.
Especially dressed like Santa.
Do you see what I see? Did she fucking just... She deserves to die. You deserve to die for saying some dumb shit like that.
Don't stop.
That's right.
Listen to the kid!
Yeah, for once the kid's right. Go! Just keep going.
This is how porno and horror movies start, Dad. Keep going.
Either way, I'm ending up sticky.
That kid's eyes, I don't think they got any bigger.
Well, the car's no good. It's in the ditch now. Yeah.
I'm out of here.
Leave your baby brother or sister.
Okay.
That's great.
Fuck, this family's a loser. I'm sorry.
Boy, he, that's some good shooting because he shot the dad twice in the window and the mom died.
Dude, and he got the guy in the head.
Oh, nope.
Is this mom guy an ex-fucking sniper?
Yeah.
Is this the prequel to American Sniper?
Mom's going to get some Santa loving.
Santa Sniper? Santa Sniper, put another bullet in me. Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. Stop it. Don't you dare. Don't you, titties. No one slapped Santa.
That would have been great if the beard flipped all the
I know.
Well, now she's no good.
Not unless he's into necrophilia.
Or necophilia.
I see what you did there, and it was wrong.
I tried to avoid that one. Just stay
Billy!
There.
Throat. Uh-oh. I'm sure he's going to leave the baby. He's not that kind of a creep. Is this like the radio station that just plays the shit that's going on in the car that you're driving?
Yes, apparently.
You're listening to the only station that can read your mind.
This is like truly a family Christmas movie.
Mama's
right
got some nice titties, though, I'm going to say.
It's very cold out there, too, so it's, well, they're perking up nicely.
That agreed. You got to find the good in like a family being slaughtered. Like
3 years later.
Home for orphan children.
Why is it always St. Mary? Why is there not another saint that takes care of children? I'm pretty sure that was not Mary's job.
Did you know Mary?
And the Lord said, yay, Mary.
Jim, it's Sister Pious.
No. No, again, Sister Pious looks like Charlton Heston 30 years from now.
Oh, that's right. I was coloring blood. Okay.
Okay,
here's
but
what
I'm
going to
creep everyone out.
I ran out of skin colored for the cocks, but you get the picture. What?
I don't understand.
All it says is kill people, burn shit, fuck school. I don't understand what the issue is. To
does
be
his
fair,
reindeer kind of look more like
hey,
a polar
you know
bear
what?
With
that's
antlers.
Pretty good art.
I'm just saying.
This is the worst reindeer I've ever seen.
You're getting detention, young man, and you're going to take art.
You know, when we allowed you to grow that mullet, we knew that somewhere down the road things would go wrong. Jesus, there's a lot of Jesuses on that desk.
There's a lot of Hail Marys,
well,
too.
One of them is actually Jesus.
Oh,
the
groundskeeper.
It's important to keep him up to date.
They just one of the kids really liked him and made a statue. It's the one with the lawnmower.
You turned water into
shut up!
Sister Succulent.
Who gave you that name anyway?
Sorry, Sister Mary Succulent. That is an interesting fact.
How does
fact.
He not know anything about his parents' death when he was sitting there watching it?
It's a repressed memory.
Yeah.
You know?
It would be like, it's PTSD, so, and kids have a uncanny ability to bury that stuff.
Right, I understand, but obviously he knows something because he's
well,
making death to Santa.
Let's be
yeah,
fair.
See,
let's be fair. Let's be fair. The lucky ones do.
Yeah.
The unlucky ones remember that shit with vivid fucking clarity.
Yeah. And
some of them have it put up on the big screen, right, Jim?
Shame.
Shame.
Good game, Jim. Good game.
I'm going to go in the secret room with Sister Succulent.
Going to repress some more memories.
It's important to have those repressed. That's more like a fuck you, Mother
what
Superior.
What is that in the background? The picture of when Jesus fought off the vultures or something?
When Jesus fought the vultures.
Oh, good. Creepy music. Love the creepy music.
And there's the creepy kid watching all the other kids. I'm going to kill you.
I'm watching
I'm
you feel
you.
Good.
I'm going to kill you.
Is he shitting?
He
looks
is
like
now.
It.
Levi Toughskins.
Gotta stop eating so much cheese.
Well, they are in Montana. There's not much else to do.
Oh, you know? You've been?
I've been. Yes, I've been.
I lived it.
I well.
Look at me!
You are Sister Succulent.
I'm Mullet Boy.
Father Feely. I know this is just our first date, but still, I feel like we're making a real connection on J-Date. You want to hide under my skirt again? You want to come out with the children? Too fucking bad. She locks the door.
What's with the bondage belts?
Well, it is a Catholic school.
Home sweet home.
He already had his boots on. What's going on? I hear a strange noise. It is a horror movie. I should go check it out.
Sounds like
is
nice
wearing
boots.
White boots?
Those are like, I think those are the boots from Barbarella. I could be wrong. Wait, and is it the
James
Doctor
Bond
Who scarf?
Mama.
Yeah, it looks like
Dr. Barbarella.
This is where it all started. Some poor soul cut.
Well, come on. He was wearing lipstick 3 years ago.
You get molested in a TARDIS, you're going to remember some shit. You're going to remember that.
The great thing is you can go back and watch it over and over
and over again.
Sorry, it's a fixed point in time. I couldn't change it.
God, this kid's even more creepier than the kid that was wearing lipstick.
Through the keyhole, what do I see?
A lot of mattresses. Toes. All right. This is totally fine. This isn't anything sexual.
This is just...
Oh, that's a lot of Caucasian right there. That is...
Sister Succulent, no!
Nipple.
Oh, so that's what you're supposed to do.
She's got dry hands. I feel like this is like a skin lotion commercial.
His ass just it naturally
here comes the mother superior.
Booby.
Run, Billy, run!
Run, Dr. Barbarella!
He got boobies like mommy's boobies. I just came. You started without me.
Yeah.
I know she brought suspenders.
Who likes it rough? Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, here's
Thank
the
your
thing,
mother
though.
Superior, may I have another?
I was going to say, some people like that.
Catholic school. The good and the bad.
And the ugly.
I want all you kids to clean up this snow right now.
Who else has been fucking out here? Oh, damn.
Sister Margaret. Come here. Boys.
Clearly, the other boy is right. Your brother is kind of fucked up in the head. Some deep dickin'.
I have no idea.
I believe it's called Purple Nurple. That's Calvin.
But it's so good.
So good. Oh, God.
I take it neither one of you have ever had to go to Catholic school.
I went to Catholic school
Jim
for the majority,
Catholic
yeah,
school.
Majority of my life.
Did you get the ruler and the knuckles, or were you...
Ruler, actually, yardstick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had that. Broke knuckles.
Yeah.
Look at his knuckles. How many times do you think he got them?
Yeah, he's got about the same roughness.
See that thing that's supposed
but
to be my eyes? Like, hope that's
walls.
Not there.
Yeah, that's not.
So.
That's more fear.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it.
Yeah, St. Anthony of Padua,
uh-oh.
Maximum security learning
oh,
facility.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I just came.
Making deviants. Since Jesus was a liar.
I am shellacking this chair. I am just... It's a waterbed now. I'll try, but I'm pretty
you
hard.
You are such a tease, Mother Superior. You get me all hot and bothered and then tell me to go to bed.
Don't you want
to
touch it? You want to touch it, sister?
Just touch it. Just look at it.
Just look at it. Sniff it. You want to sniff it? You want to sniff? Oh, God. Wait, over jeans? Fuck that noise. No.
No way.
No, that's bare-assed.
You got lucky, you little son of a bitch.
Seriously. Levi absorbs a lot of the fucking concussion.
Is that the clown from Poltergeist? Okay, which kid is jerking off? My God.
Well, if you're in bunk beds, you're really hoping it's the guy on top, because the guy on bottom is like, oh, fuck. It's rain and jizz. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Sister Superior, no!
Is he dreaming of running? Is that what's going on? Daddy.
God, are you still harping on this shit, kid? It's like
Let
fucking
it go.
3 years ago, bro. Build a fuck. Get off the cross, build a bridge, and get the fuck over some shit. Yeah.
That's it. I've had enough.
And who tucks their pajama top into their pajama bottom? Ebenezer Scrooge.
Oh.
Now it's
wow,
getting
this
kinky.
Is getting kinkier.
Real
kinkier.
Fucking. I don't want
First
you to.
First spankings, now he's tied to the bed.
She's wearing a quilt as a fucking robe.
Hey, look. Mother Succulent is a woman of style.
It's Sister Succulent. Sorry. Thank you. And Mother Molester.
That's Mother Molester.
Those aren't
even
tight.
Oh, come on. It's not
even
that tight.
Them.
You can slip your hand through it.
Although you do have to put on a good act for the mother's social leave so that you can get out.
Well, it's true.
There's the problem. He didn't say the password.
Bananas is the safe word, not the password.
Exactly.
There was a game right over his head that said password.
No, it was kind of like when you went to confession. You never actually told them the sins that you actually committed. You kind of had like some decoy sins.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
Everyone, be nice to Billy.
Because if you said the actual sins, your ass would be handed to you.
Oh, without doubt. Yeah, there is no...
Wow, he's going into military stance. You see that? Yes, sir.
Sir, sister, sir.
Now you can go play.
Santa, much like your parents, doesn't exist. That one was just for me. Fuck you both. I don't know.
Apparently so. Eventually, he's going to start having urges.
Oh, God. No, he won't. He'll scream like a little banshee.
Or I'll beat him again.
Look at that doll.
It's like super creepy.
I love how they went to the Amish store to buy a toy for kids.
Yeah, Heather homeschool doll really didn't quite catch on.
Yeah, I'll learn gratitude when you get me off this pedophile's lap.
When was there... There should be a separation between church and Santa. Damn!
Nice. Hook.
Billy.
It's all that gamma radiation they feed him for. Not enough chocolate.
I don't know. Santa killed his parents, that's all.
The perfect hiding spot.
No one will ever find me right in the open.
Nice moccasins.
I think it's Mother Superior you have to worry about, not Santa.
Billy. Oh. Next week on a very special Saturday Night Deadly Night.
Ten years later.
This movie is bored with itself.
We can't do math.
Yeah. So wait, 84 and 74. That's 8 years. And she's not aged a fucking second. I think she's got younger.
No kidding.
There's a painting of her getting older.
The portrait of Mary Succulent.
Billy. He's just all mullet with eyes and feet.
He just lumbers. And a muck. Jesus Christ.
What's with
holy
the fucking...
fuck?
Oh my God. Hi, I'm James Dean.
No shit.
My friends call me Moose Knuckle because that's what my jeans look like.
You can call me Moose.
Or Knuckle.
Or Knuckle.
Or Knuckle.
Knuckle. Because we're in Canada.
Stop friend. Fucking that box. Mm, remember, lift box. With your back, not with your legs. Who puts the teddy bears on the top shelf?
And so for, that he can get a kiss, hello.
And for 11 months.
I want that G.I.
Oh,
Joe costume.
G.I. Joe!
Batman, he's got to take a leave.
Don't knock Batman. I'm sitting right next to you.
I'm not mocking Batman, trust me, but that was like a so-so.
Oh, yeah, but
for
then,
11 months, Knuckle was...
He's wearing like a pottery smock.
This well, used to be a pottery barn.
Mr. Potato Head, you're my only friend.
This is the worst toy store ever.
Oh, my God.
It's just a warehouse.
J&B whiskey and the fucking... I want to work there. No.
I
drink
milk.
And I have gloves.
Ah!
Dude!
Oh, my God!
Okay, is it...
Still mint in box.
Look at all the... Why can't we go back to this toy store?
Because it's a warehouse in Poughkeepsie.
I had no idea that Kenny Rogers wrote the haunting themed Silent Night, Deadly Night. Burn it!
For 11 months, Knuckle was the greatest worker we ever had. Then one day he just snapped.
You can see it.
Iris Toys.
Welcome to Iris Toys.
Big wheel!
This is the greatest toy store that's ever existed.
Christmas bunny? What the fuck? Turn back now.
Creepy.
Escape is inevitable.
No, it's like a Willy Wonka. One of us.
Gooble gobble.
Hey, look, there's the love interest. How could she not be with that feathered hair? Knuckle! How are ya?
Daffy Duck never had a driver's license.
Oh, that's the love interest. Oh, he doesn't go for feathered hair?
I want to put it in your stinkhole. Hi, I'm Knuckle.
Nothing. I wasn't peeping on your girlfriend.
Well, you get really surly when you drink in the morning.
Look at that helmet hair, man. Look at that.
You won't drink whiskey with me. You won't give me roadhead.
Notice that if you pat it, it would just...
You won't be a pal and jerk me off. What's wrong with you?
His hair looks so dense it could take small arms fire at close proximity.
He puts on the G.I. Joe mask and you can't tell where the mask ends and the hair starts.
His G.I. Joe name is Widow's Peak.
You notice he's wearing even a lovely Christmas flannel under his pottery smock.
It's almost...
No!
And there
goes the Santa who killed my parents.
I'm saying, like... I gotta go jerk off.
No, no,
Jerk off.
He didn't knock over the Star Wars toys. Boy, she got to him fast.
Over his left shoulder. Wait for it. There's a Krull toy. Come on,
show it.
This is the commentary where we're more interested
right there.
In toys. Oh my god!
It's a board game!
Okay. This is the episode where we... Look, they've got a display of the Jabba.
Oh, yes, they do.
I'm going to go sculpt something out of clay.
I have to go tie myself to my own bed and smack my ass with a leather strap.
And time goes by so slowly.
Yeah.
A hunger for your foe. That's a furry ass.
Whoa.
That is a furry fucking ass.
Wow.
I'm hoping that's an ass.
Yeah, really. He's smooth as silk. Look at that. He's like a baby's ass. His armpit hair had to be glued on.
Is that Billy?
That's Billy getting
it's
some.
Billy. They're just tickling.
He's getting his candy.
It's a tickle fight.
He's getting his candy cane wet. I'm not proud of that. I am not proud of that at all.
Nor should you be. Brown nails?
Let us mouth
naughty.
Fight.
Naughty. I did a really good job waxing your body. It's my turn. No, Billy.
No, Billy.
No.
This is just first base only.
No, Billy. I came over to watch Three's Company. Oh, right in the ass.
Oh, my God.
He was bleeding chocolate frosting. Did you see that?
Holy shit, dude.
Well, that's what happens when you sleep in a twin bed. I mean, what did you expect? I gotta go do gymnastics.
Well, then do some yoga.
Namaste. Woosa.
He doesn't look anything like that kid. He needs to do laundry, too. G.I. Joe!
G.I. Joe!
What is it? Turn the box. Damn it.
He's going out of his way to not let us know what that is.
It's the Mirage motorcycle.
If you know what I mean.
His G.I. Joe code name was Forehead.
No, it'd be Chrome Dome.
Chrome Dome. No, that's if he was a cobra. Dun, dun, dun. Oh.
Oh, no, no. We celebrate, you know, Kwanzaa here. Kroll Vintage.
Wow.
$65?
Well, get the $25.50 one. Mr. Sims, guess what? Oh, just fine. I jerked off in the bathroom a little while ago. It was great. Look at that pot belly.
You know,
Jesus.
People have been talking about your smock. Prostate, mostly. Yeah.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
You like gladiator movies there, Timmy?
You ever sit down with your friends and... Oh, that's foretelling. The battle axe right there on the wall.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a great idea. That's a
great
fucking idea. Yeah.
Fuck off.
That's like taking the one guy that survived and dressing him up like Jeffrey fucking Dahmer.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
Scary. And that's when he snapped.
This is where he turns into now the Santa Claus murderer that he was so scared of to begin with.
No, he's fine.
What is he doing to that little girl?
You know what he's doing.
Smell my beard. Smell it.
Smell it.
Smell my beard. Smell it. Stop kicking.
Reach in my pockets. There's a candy cane for you.
A flesh-colored candy cane. This movie has really brought out the inner fucking child molester in, like,
oh,
at least two-thirds of the people on the sofa.
Right?
One of us has actually kept her senses about her. She's more...
If you don't behave, mommy's going to get punished.
You're more into the finding out what the Krull board game cost.
I wanted to really look it up and see what it was.
I was actually upset.
Well,
I was
thank
amazed.
God she did. Here's your candy cane, little girl.
Keep my secret or you get nothing on Christmas Day.
Wow, mommy.
Nothing brings family together like a creepy Santa.
Well, you know, we try.
Gross.
Jesus, could you get a tighter shirt?
Actually, who? I think it's just his chest hair. No, he's...
So what are you wearing?
All I said
no!
Was... She's like, all I said was hello, and then he just got very mean to me.
He's got so creepy.
What could possibly
there goes
go wrong?
The nun. She's
I need to go to
nun.
Iris Toy Store now!
She gets there, she's even younger. She's like a 12-year-old. Ooh, nothing better than looking out and seeing no customers. I get all the Jabba the Hutt action figures. Dude, you could fart and knock that door down. I want to work there. God
I'm taking my pants off.
Holy crap.
Big wheel.
Look at all the booze behind me.
Jesus Christ. Hey.
I am so working there. Oh, my God.
Is that? Oh, I thought that was Henry Winkler.
I brought a bowl of Jägermeister.
There's the hot chick. Everyone's going to try and get her drunk. Do you want to sit on Santa's lap, little girl? Take the beard off.
I'm busy cutting myself. Look how delicately they're removing those chips. Thank you.
This one's for you. It's pure Pepsi. I don't drink.
When I get drink, I get homicidal.
Spit it out. Spit it out.
You'd be puking in your beard.
You're going to be a proper Santa. I'll get drunk if you get drunk.
This I command.
How many of these before
Isn't
that sweater
that
comes
I'm
off?
Just looking at all the toys.
Castle Grayskull! Oh! Dude, I swear we're all doing the same thing. This toy store is fucking rad shit. Come on, let me just
No,
sniff.
I only get undressed for Santa.
Look, I just want to toss your salad, all right? Just follow me. Come on. It'll be fun. It'll be fun.
I got a brand new jar of jelly I can lick out of your ass.
Jar of jelly?
He was in prison.
That sort of thing doesn't go over at Iris Toys.
Oh, look. Yay, the creepy nutcrackers.
Ah, creepy Santa.
What's wrong, little boy?
Oh, I'm so wasted.
She's a whore. Wasn't she? Oh, that was a dream sequence that she was fucking
in. I was gonna say,
he stole your girl, man. What are you going to do about it? You know where the axe is. Hey, Shanna.
Hey, look,
can I shit on your lap?
Drunk store or no?
Come on, Jim.
Here's the thing. And I drink, the world listens. Okay? I just want to wear this bow tie and live my life.
You should think about a career stand-up. I think you got a future. You're
a future.
You smell like cookies.
I want to drink your milk. I want to drink all your milks. You're right. I have so many people
You're
to
right.
kill.
I do have a...
He kills for baby Jesus. I do remember. I'm Santa now. Whoa, there's a significant change in the fucking cinematography.
This is a deleted scene, I get.
Even his hair took on a different hue.
I'll bet you this is a deleted scene they put back in. Wow, this is like VHS shit.
This is creepy.
This movie forgot it's on DVD.
Go get him.
Go get him.
Go get him.
So he's getting permission to kill.
Doritos.
Yeah.
In essence.
You know, Chrome Dome. When Chrome Dome gives you the green light.
Helmet Hair's gonna die.
To kill, what's his name?
Widow's Peak.
No, from Three's Company, Jack's friend.
Oh,
Larry.
Gosh.
Larry, yeah. That's like Son of Larry right there.
That's
You're gonna die. Yeah. Son of Larry. Come and knock on our door. Yes.
Password.
Jesus.
Yeah, I got a present for you. Yeah, I'll bring it out for you.
It's in my pants. It's kind of cock-shaped and attached to me, and it's my cock. Yeah. And by back there, I mean your butt.
Oh, yeah.
I'll trust you.
I've got mistletoe. You can trust me. And syphilis.
Right.
And HPV.
Trust Syphilis Joe. He knows what he's talking about. And we're back to VHS.
Welcome to Itchy Iris Toy Shop.
We're singing carols.
Is that Kinex? What was that in the background there? The toy with the...
I don't know. We have VHS.
Is that an Erector set?
Yeah, I know. God damn it. HD stands for hiding disappointment.
No shit.
Santa's finished with his eggnog.
I'm pretty drunk. I don't know if I can kill anybody tonight.
What's a flamagon? It's kind of like Kinex and Erector had a baby. Ooh,
mousetrap. Oh, mousetrap.
The original version.
With like masking tape holding it shut.
The funniest part about this.
Monster
makeup.
Jesus.
Those are Monchi cheese.
Oh my God, there were.
Dude, I want to work at this goddamn toy store.
And we're back to HD.
I miss the 80s costumes where like you would wear the costume.
Yeah, the rubber vinyl suit.
Yeah.
Which didn't breathe at all.
You couldn't see because you're breathing.
Yeah, unless you're fucking like...
And it pinched you on the side of the head.
And
then you always had the rubber band like get stuck
And it
in
always
there.
Broke.
And you had the picture of the person that you were supposed to be on your thorax in case no one knew who the fuck you were supposed to be.
Well, what are you dressed up as? And you point to your chest.
I'm sorry, moron. Do you not see my middle parts?
Did you not see my chest that shows that I'm clearly Wonder Woman?
No.
She's such a tease. She's saying no as she's stroking him off. Yeah. Oh, this is my favorite sweater, you jerk.
You slept my favorite face. Law and Order SVU.
Mommy, no. When's he going to start smacking the back of his head against the wall? I don't want to be naughty. I don't want to be naughty.
I mean, okay, up until this point, I kind of see all this trauma almost justifying him turning into like a homicidal maniac.
Oh, yeah.
Especially like since he was forced
to
see all this shit.
Well, you know, thing is like, we know that he did not have a great time at Catholic school. And this trauma keeps coming up.
Well, it's worse, too. It's a Catholic orphanage. He doesn't even get to go home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back to VHS. Lord knows I've jerked out of this movie I don't know how many times. Warrior, reindeer, come out and play. Hear those sleigh bells jingling. Mom.
Does everyone bleed chocolate sauce in this?
Yes.
Moose Knuckle Santa's had enough.
Nope. There it is. It clicked on him.
It snapped.
I hear that sound. That song from Me, Myself, and Irene.
Oh, yes.
Jim Carrey turns into Frank. Yeah. Na, 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 we're going to rock you.
Santa's going to get some now.
Miyagi! Jesus
Got
Christ! Was that a Jack Frost reference? I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Dude.
And he did it one-handed.
I know, that's impressive.
That's some upper body strength that, you know...
Crazy makes you strong.
Well, that and the smock.
Yeah.
Which he's still wearing under the Santa suit.
Hey, baby. You want to sit on Santa's lap?
You're crazy. I love you. You're crazy. He just killed your rapist. How the fuck is he... I'm not saying that she should be thankful, but...
Give it to Santa.
Does this sound like someone getting raped in the back? Does this sound like...
Yes, my imagination. I'm going to have another drink. Uh-oh.
You look like a box that needs opening.
Oh,
jeepers, creepers.
Was she a big old fat person?
We about a size 8. She's been putting that hat on for like 20 minutes now.
Well, it's a really complicated
drunk,
hat.
It's not as easy to bobby pin that fucking thing in. And, you know, God knows how much hairspray is really in that. It's Aquanet back then.
Exactly. She's using the bobby pin to chip Aquanet. Away.
Which sounds Klingon.
Well, it gives you that nice...
Where did everybody go? Pogo stick!
And from a distance, it looks like you've got, like, this haze coming on. Like, the fumes of that shit. My God.
And you know, if you...
You guys better be...
Glimmers.
You guys better be partying back here, because it's a party.
It smells like someone got murdered back here.
You guys hear
it's hard to sneak up on somebody.
He should have had his white boots back for this.
Yeah, he should have put on the Barbarellas.
No, I don't think. I just think that it would just.
They'd probably
the
still fit.
Be much better.
It was pretty big when he was 10.
It would have totally pulled
Hello?
Together. Innocent victim over here. Ready to get killed.
McFly.
Here's the thing. My blood's pretty thin. Right now, it's really thin. It's so funny.
I cracked myself up.
I want to work for Itchy Iris Toy Store.
I just
want to
work for Itchy Iris.
God damn it.
Can you imagine the three of us working there? That store would never be fucking open.
Welcome to Itchy Iris. Here's your hammer.
Oh, good.
So apparently his blood is filled with raisins. Yeah.
Well, if it's like a...
I got the hat on!
You know.
Yeah. I got the hat on. Good, take everything else off.
Ooh, it's dark Ooh. Now. It's dark.
That is strangely
Mr.
like
Sims,
sexual
are we gonna,
lighting.
Are we going to get it on, Mr. Sims?
It's lovely.
I've been waiting since last Christmas party.
I have mistletoe on my crotch. Come kiss me. You kiss me, Mr. Sims.
Mouth kiss me.
Oh, those are some nice shoes.
Those are orthopedics.
Those are orthos. You can see that.
Even Amish women are like, that's a bit much. That is a bit much right there.
It's really dark back here. She kind of looks like Gilda Radner.
Hello? A little Gilda, yeah. A little Ruth Buzzy.
Ooh. Yeah, if Ruth Buzzy and Gilda Radner had a kid, it'd be
Nailed
Itchy
it.
Ira.
Nailed it right there.
I see what you did there. Don't ever do it again.
Sorry.
This party got weird.
And what, she's trying to
the
sober
game
up?
Knock it off? Damn it, he locked it with the good lock.
Oh, look, the hatchet came in handy.
I told you it was going to come in eventually.
In case of
phone!
In case Ooh. Of homicidal murder, remove
I'll throw
hatch.
It through the window. Yeah.
Seriously, like, that window's got to be, like one plane at the most.
No shit. Billy?
Oh, this
Damn it.
This cardboard desk, apparently.
Looking for Micah, man. He should have taken a shot before. Oh, there's still some in the bottle.
The
creepy doll.
Look. Was that?
Oh!
This is like the Stevie Nicks doll, just like I'm looking at my hands. I want so much cocaine right now.
Tell me lies, tell me.
Rolf!
Is that Rolf from the Muppet
Tweety!
Show? Well, Tweety, but Rolf.
I know Rolf.
What's that
Kermit.
One?
Kermit!
Oh, it's Kermit.
Dude, these
the,
are the full-on the
jacket.
Yeah, the puppets that you could buy back in the day. Dude, my cousin Steven had the animal.
Oh, yes.
Muppet.
Oh.
Oh, I was so envious of that fucking thing for so many years.
Yeah. You know what I'm missing out of this toy store that I had?
What's that?
My pet monster. Yes.
With the broken, like, the chains.
Yes!
Yes! Fuck
was
real.
That, was that out in 84?
Oh, yeah. Huh?
Was that out in 84?
I think it was I think roughly it was, about then, yeah.
Yeah. Remember Boglins?
Yes.
Yes. Little creepy puppets that you could, in the box.
My husband actually still has one.
Ah, bicycle with a banana
okay.
seat.
Officially jelly. Officially jealous.
You're so jelly.
I'm so jelly.
Jelly.
I'm peanut butter and jelly. I have an axe for you.
Damn it.
I'm cardboard.
Oh, he tried to cut the big
Dude,
wheel.
The most intelligent person in a horror movie ever. She made
Grab
a fucking
that.
Trap for him.
Yes.
Break the glass! Break the glass!
No, you two.
Whoa, shit.
Okay, first of all, okay, let's... That would have had a fucking suction cup on the one side.
Not in the 80s.
Yeah, back to
they
VHS.
They didn't do suction cup
yeah,
until, like, the
I mean,
90s.
Yeah, we had lawn darts back then.
True.
Dude!
Was that a He-Man kite?
Yes!
Fuck the rest of this movie. We're just wanting the toys.
Really? There should be just deleted scenes of just them walking through Itchy Iris Toy Store.
No shit.
Are you dead?
There's a feature
Are you
that
dead,
features all the toys.
Right?
Well, at least he uses the
Santa's cane. Going out.
Thank you, come again. And by come, I mean die.
And the worst part is no one's really going to notice that until... You know, the day after Christmas when they're trying to take
With
back
the
toy.
Returns, yeah.
They can be like, it's a bit early.
Itchy Ira, this Castle Grayskull broke.
It's a bit early for
Where
Halloween
did the
decorations.
Feathered hair girl
I don't
go.
Understand why you guys have that.
And
oh,
here's the
oh,
nun.
The nun.
A little late there, Sister Tardy.
Sister Tardy to the party.
Anyone? Look down. Look down.
Billy?
Billy?
Victims?
It's time for your naughty. There you go.
Corpses?
Perfect use of the nutcrackers.
Yes, the caroling gingers come to your house and sing you songs.
They all kind of look like Cabbage Patch dolls.
Is that Andy Samberg in the back there?
It looks like him, doesn't it?
It's Andy Samberg's dad.
Randy Samberg.
Okay, so in this scene, it's the Where's Waldo, but it's Where's the Evil Santa?
Someone's
He's fucking
using
on a
the pool
table
wrong.
Yeah. There's so much hair product on that pool table right now.
Right?
I love that her jean shorts are right there. Is that Johnny from...
I can't fuck some underage girl unless I'm listening to Wasp or whatever.
That's not Wasp.
It's jungle music.
I was going to say, that's so not Wasp. You know what this movie needs? More boobs.
You ever notice not a single person in this movie that has a chick has ever put on a bra, apparently?
This was before they had bras. This was pre-bra. And, like, oh my
it's
God.
1984. There's no bras here.
Damn it.
Don't you come down here.
It smells like sex down here.
We're naked.
Yeah, for health class. So this is...
Johnny, you've got that big karate tournament tomorrow.
Look, don't wear yourself out. You got to sweep the leg. You got to sweep the fucking leg.
Well, okay.
If you don't beat LaRusso, you will never get me naked again.
No.
Damn, eat a
natural?
Sandwich. Jesus Christ.
Okay, now is it me or was her toe like totally fucked up? It was like all like that.
Yeah, that's fuck toe.
Okay.
It's actually cock toe.
It must be really cold in that basement.
I love how she's in her underwear, but he's still rocking his. She's like, no.
Yeah, because he's got that karate tournament.
I respect you enough to wear my jeans
right?
while we dry fuck.
Well, he's also premature a lot, so.
He's got body issues, just like, it's like the fat kid wearing his shirt in the pool. Who wants to come inside? No, those are implants.
Yeah, put on your shorts, but not your shirt.
It's okay, the shorts are super short anyway.
That guy totally looks like Johnny.
He does, it's creepy.
That was a lot of jiggle there.
That's Lazy Duke right there.
Holy cow. You forgot your shirt.
Those aren't Daisy Dukes. Those are, this is basically a clip cover.
Those are horror.
Ha-ha! Surprise!
Boobies!
Little product placement for Lee.
This is how every guy wishes chicks would answer the door, isn't it?
Exactly. Yep. I'm going to go to so many doors and just ring some bells. And just like, your pet's out here.
Until the one crazy lady comes out going, I don't have any that is pets. Some,
oh, there goes the kitty.
Punish. Ah! Punish.
This cardboard door will not stop me. See, if she had had a shirt, she would have been fine.
I think if that door was made of chocolate, it would put up more of a fight.
Da-ha! Wood paneling. Hoo-ya!
Oh, shit. Nice aim.
Johnny doesn't hear any of this.
I was going to say, is he too busy listening to his Jungle Fever music downstairs?
He's practicing his leg sweeping technique. Are those Lee jeans?
Those are Lee. That's a product placement right there.
Holy shit.
Suplex! Suplex!
Right to the table.
Jimmy Santa Fly Snooka.
Oh my God.
Oh, reindeer.
Dude, this is some straight fucking Evil Dead shit right here.
I'll swallow your soul.
Swallow this. Lee jeans.
Oh, that's pointy.
Oh,
that was good.
Feeling a little bit of
my
pressure.
Kidneys! My kidneys!
A little bit of pressure.
This is going to ruin poor Chrissy's.
This is
going to
be a good
Christmas
for when they come home.
Yeah, I think he just got off again.
I think
there's VHS.
That steak sandwich is bad. Dude, we're in the Betamax right there. That's some horrible quality. Where's the tracking on this shit?
Now add some wings and you've got the new angel for Christmas decoration.
Meanwhile, Johnny's downstairs shooting pool.
My dick's not going to suck itself, Denise.
I bought this sweet tiger poster for you. Do you appreciate it?
Hey, at least he's putting a shirt on.
I think my parents had that tiger
the
poster.
The sleeveless shirt's going back on. I had sleeves. All right, well.
Sort of sleeves.
Yeah, just imagine her being like, look, I was only planning on being sexually assaulted
by
one person.
Look at that carpet, man.
Wow. I was only 10 feet away.
Wow, that cat.
How did I not hear this door get beat the fuck down?
Look at the cat. It's like, yeah, I did it. Bad kitty.
Jesus. Was that a calico?
That is not a calico.
I'm hanging around.
Oh, God. You should just, no, shame corner. Shame. We're bringing that back.
No, I'm,
shame.
I'm proud of that.
I'm hanging.
Turn around, dumbass.
I'm hanging
turned
around.
Right.
How did you
right?
miss that?
She's
turned
having a heavy right? flow day. That's a bad flow. That's
oh,
a bad
and I'm
flow.
Supposed to go to the shame corner for mine.
Yes, because that's a hygiene comment.
See, look, she even looks angelic. Just add wings. I'm telling you, it's a new Christmas.
Join your girlfriend. You're going in the fire, boy.
Hope you feel like Facebook is about ready to poke you.
Didn't they make like four of these total?
They made a lot of these, yeah.
Was it all the oh! same kid?
I don't believe so. I think at a certain point they kind of like went to his younger brother.
Oh, well, good. Because, you know, it's all a family business.
Goddamn rotary
Hello,
phone.
Hello, Elves R Us.
Yeah, Santa's
you
here.
You didn't dial 911? Sweep the leg.
It was a rotary phone. It took him 3 days to fucking call. And didn't he chop the fucking phone line anyway?
No.
That was the store.
Itchy Iris.
Itchy Iris.
Right.
Yeah. That's not how you choke someone. Their throat's not in the back of their neck.
I was going to say, the windpipe is the one part
that's... Oh!
Sweep the leg, Johnny!
Santa
sweep the
took
leg!
The jewels.
Come on, do your karate. Let's go!
Santa just got kicked in the jingle bells.
Fear does not exist in this dojo, does it?
Punish.
You threw him in a first floor window.
He landed on the Pontiac. It's okay.
Oh.
Whoa, that's
going
to leave a mark.
That's a big piece of glass.
Yeah.
That candy glass did not break properly.
Thank you, paneling, for holding...
Who else do I kill? I'm lethal girl.
This whole thing now.
What do you want?
Call me Santa, baby.
Kill the kid. Kill the kid.
No,
kill the kid.
He's not going to kill the kid.
Of course he won't. It's an 80s horror movie. Pat her on the head. Eat a cookie. Look at me.
I've been very, very good.
Here's a box cutter for you.
I said yes, Santa. God.
All right, okay. Fine. I'll let you live. I will open a box for you. How's that sound?
Then this is for you.
Really? Seriously? Giving her a box cutter?
Oh, it comes with its own blood.
You got my... You
it's
got
blood
my,
blooded.
You got my letter. Is that the...
Use it on your mommy and daddy.
Is that the chick from fucking... goddamn, what was that 80s sitcom about the robot? My...
Small Miracle?
The Small Wonder.
Small Wonder.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. There's a lot of tiger posters in this house.
There's three tiger heavy.
I just tripped.
Santa's still drunk.
That J&B whiskey is fucking kicking my ass right now. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Denise was naughty.
You should probably run now.
Fucking Denise.
Killers don't run.
This party's blows.
Oh, I didn't notice there was one in his head, too. He's staring at it, too. He's cross-eyed.
Is that glass in my nose?
Officer Chevy Chase at the wheel.
Captain Dan Aykroyd in the side.
Aykroyd?
This was the precursor to Spies Like Us.
Santa's Like Us.
Maybe your dick's not so dumb. There's Shanny.
Nothing to see here. You stop fucking my wife right now.
Isn't this the captain's house?
We're
arresting your kid. Is that Itchy Ira?
Look, I told you, when I wear the Santa suit, I'm molesting you as Santa, not your father.
Well, this is awkward.
Is our face red? Jesus, I'm so sorry.
Wow,
we're back to the
God,
original
we're
going to
have
scenes.
To fill out the paperwork.
Jogging Santa, making a break.
Lay down,
for
lay down,
it.
Lay down.
Get down, get down, get down.
They'll never see me.
No, I just disappeared off the radar. I don't know what to say.
Damn it.
You know, if it was really that easy to hide from cops, some of our video games would be so much easier.
No, it pretty much is that easy. Like, you know, in Grand Theft Auto, there's the yellow car we're looking for. He goes in the room, paints the car. I don't know where he went. He just disappeared. He just vanished off the radar.
That is true, but it's he a went little into harder the... when you're you steal the SWAT car. I should know.
Damn it. He went into this paint spray as a red car, and this yellow car came out. What the hell?
You know that point in every boy's life where you're experimenting sexually with your best friend and you got a tear in your crotch, your jeans, you just want to go tobogganing?
This is the perfect tobogganing hill, Jimmy. I'm still feeling guilty about blowing Kevin.
You fag.
I don't think we should have duct taped Larry Barnes's
a religious acting. Experience.
Do you hear what I...
Do you fear what I fear? A guy brandishing a knife. He cuts you deep in the night. He fucks you like you're his wife.
And there's the first track from Volvo Dump Truck's Christmas album, Yellow Snow Fiasco.
Do you smell what I smell?
Jingle. What was it? What did you say last night? Jingle. I can't remember.
Oh, fuck, no, I can't remember. Deck the Halls and Jingle Your Balls.
Yeah.
Wait, I thought Johnny was dead. How is he?
He goes, was he a dead body?
He's ours. We found him. Okay.
That's so weird. We're going sledding with these sleds that we have.
Don't be gay. Jerk me off. Don't be gay. is that a joke?
If I didn't know any better, I think that was an insult. When my mullet comes in.
Yeah, there he is. Are you going to rape me on my toboggan? Because that's weird.
I think it's surprise sex if it's on a toboggan.
Now jerk me off. Don't be gay. Take your toboggan with you.
Cut off those Lee jeans like I like. Let's make out.
Yeah, you go first, man.
Does he look? He's totally looking at his ass.
He really? Oh,
and
no,
VHS.
Yeah. Yay.
Let's sled back in time. If we go 88 miles an hour down this hill.
Well, then you'll hit a tree.
He's like... The other guy's like fat future, God damn it. What's the comedian's name?
Use your words.
Gary
Busey?
Face.
Gary Face.
Person.
Well, that was
I remember those. Yeah, really. Seriously. It's not all gold.
I'll just put it over here. Damn, there's a lot of ass shots in this.
My ass is nice and numb.
So it was on the sled, but yet it is totally wet.
Yeah, well, it's a leaky toboggan.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
He gave himself a leaky toboggan.
Patient.
Thank you for that, Rocky Horror.
You're very welcome.
That is
the most pathetic
and
hill.
And beheading Santa.
For... Oh, he's coming in pretty hot.
So he had to chaperone the axe because after killing so many people and putting it through a couple doors and panels, I'm pretty sure that
he
would not
stopped
have made
in someone's
cut.
Garage.
That is a very good point. VHS. That is a very good point.
This is
you
what
just
happens
made.
When you slide and hit a tree.
And here's the mannequin head.
I remember those gloves,
you
though.
You scream like a girl.
Oh, and he wasn't when he was riding the toboggan.
Drip, drip.
Punish.
Yeah, you ever notice he went from having like a decent vocabulary to
and
now
Christmas
he can
is
only
over.
Say one word.
Punish. Hate. Punish. Sniff.
Detective Brown Slacks on the case.
Detective substitute math teacher.
Detective Corduroy, I'm sorry.
Detective
zip zop.
Tie that's tied, but just slightly off kilter to make it more.
You can hear him coming dramatic. Down the hall. Zip zop, zip zop, zip zop.
The friction in his crotch could light a fire.
I'll give it a second. He's going to talk to the nun, so.
Is it wrong if I touch you here? How about here? I've never known the touch of a man. Yet, apparently she was married.
Well, to be fair, and this is the God's honest truth, when you are a nun and you make perpetual vows, you are considered a bride of Christ. You are given a wedding band. How fucking creepy is that as a religion?
It's pretty creepy.
You're married to a guy that doesn't exist.
He looks like a wannabe Archie Bunker. Damn it.
Nothing about him seems like I want to touch him or
that
hold him or have
him. That is a wool tie, a tweed jacket, and corduroy pants. That is the worst.
That's Officer Uncomfortable is who that is.
Detective Discomfort.
Brigadier General Friction on the case.
I
think he's already been hit in the forehead with an axe. Look at the divot in his forehead. They didn't cut back.
Oh, yes.
I know
now
where he's going next.
Now we just go back to the orphanage.
Ooh, Amish toy sale.
Yeah, the two set of stays at an orphanage, Father's Day and Mother's
Day. Oh, my God, the kid's got a toy gun.
Miss Piggy. Dude, that M16 is sweet.
She's still alive.
Not Jesus, but Santa.
Does anyone else notice that she has not aged a fucking bit?
Nuns usually don't. Sister Pius, who I had in second grade, she still looks the exact same. Full of hate and resentment and bile.
Oh, good. That's important. Leave the phone off the hook, so yeah. For warning purposes.
Yeah, no one can call. Way to go, Sally.
Well, she's been huffing that black Sharpie magic marker for fucking...
This is Detective Discomfort.
Is Father Friction on the case? Well, you ever hear this thing called Live Links? 222 chat?
Both of us. With my dirty, hairy handgun.
Not me and you, but you and I. Because that's proper English.
He's not carrying a real...
He's so educated.
Yeah.
He's not carrying a real handgun. It's the dirty, hairy cap gun that he got for Christmas.
That is a very young... who's the guy in...
Officer Mustache.
Well, no, the guy from Hellboy.
No, it's just a younger version of Simon and Simon.
Oh, yes! Where's that action figure in the Toy Store Ira?
10 points for the 80s reference. Way to go.
Pound it.
Nope. I get left hanging.
I get no pounds.
You get a pound on that.
I brought you a milkshake. You'd be nice.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Well, they cleaned up the snow in that area.
I have a drink in one hand and a mic in the other. What the fuck am I supposed to pound? And don't answer that.
Don't.
Pound it. Thank you.
Sheena!
That felt tacked on, but still.
Look how well they cleaned up the snow.
That's East Coast snow right there.
That's West Coast snow right there.
Yield! It was a great album, actually. Pearl Jam's Yield. No, the guy that played Hellboy.
You're not going to believe this.
The guy that played Hellboy.
Ron Perlman?
Yeah, it's a very young Ron Perlman.
Look, there's Santa.
That's Ron Perlman? No, I don't think so.
A very young Ron Perlman when he looked nothing like he does now.
And he didn't have a chin or a forehead.
Yeah. Other than that, he looks just like Ron Perlman.
He looks like Steve Buscemi.
Yep, and all those kids are going to have nightmares now.
You know, if he was black, this would be a victimless crime, but...
Too
soon? Is it too soon?
And we've just...
Act like nothing happened. How old is that kid?
Sister
kids are 35.
Spasm.
Some of those kids have been in that orphanage for a long fucking time.
Hey, they might know
they
Billy
are
then.
Never get. Look, you can't leave until you get adopted. And
now
some of those kids are never getting
Santa
adopted.
That they had that like got punched by Billy earlier in the year.
He's like, first I get my shit knocked out of my face.
Damn it. Thank you, Detective Discomfort. Now get your hand off my leg.
Maybe it was the other...
She's sitting awfully close to him.
Officer Costanza?
It was the only way he could get out of his parents' house.
It's a police station about nothing.
Detective Kramer's on the case. Oh, damn it.
Patio furniture.
Oh, shit.
Oh, how convenient.
How you been good or bad this year?
We just have to. This is the tearjerker moments.
Nice plywood.
Nice mullet.
Well, it was a different time.
Actually, I think that's a woman, so I think it'd be a mullet.
Mullet, yes. The grand mullet.
Mullet.
Mullet, 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 mullet.
Mullet, mullet. Mullet, mullet, mullet.
Wait, she was walking of her
own. And why is she on the stage?
Mother Superior likes to take center stage everywhere she goes.
Look, if I got to double check every Santa I shoot, it's going to be a long day for me, okay?
I promise to keep my son, Steve Buscemi, locked away.
There's a killer on the loose on the way here.
And that's a
one
song
less victim. One less victim for him to kill.
That's a song from Rocktober Blood. There's a killer on the loose. I will play it for you from YouTube.
God damn it.
There's a killer on the loose.
I just like how, first off, all the children are sitting in the background on a couch, just like in awe.
They just watched Santa.
And they're sitting, like, what, 5 feet away, talking about another Santa on the way to kill them all. These kids are going to have, like...
There's no protection of any of those kids. Just draw your gun there. Room full of kids. Just
no reason. No one out there, no threat.
Who's getting shot next?
Which one of you is fucking behaving?
Look, if I don't kill somebody soon, I'm going to have
I
just...
have an itchy trigger finger. I'm sorry. I just can't. You know not to give me a gun.
My brother Ira owns a toy store.
I forget what it was, but it was some movie or some TV show. Some guy was like, as a cowboy, was like, I've got an itchy trigger finger. And the guy said, what are you going to do about it? He's, oh, scratch it for a while.
Have you seen Be Cool and Andre 3000 is the really bad gangster and they hand him the gun and he just starts shooting things. He goes, you know not to give me a gun. Look what happens. But he drank tea properly with a spinky.
Tommy, go to the record player and put something soothing on and bring me my stash of chocolate.
All right. We're going to sing Slayer's Raining Blood. Two, three,
who knows
four.
The words to South of Heaven? Anyone?
Dance with the dead in my dreams.
More joyous, more joyous.
Listen to their hollowed screams. Santa has taken my soul.
Have you looked at him while he's singing, though? His eyes are super, like, anime large, and he's got, like, the Joker smile on his face.
He put it in my South Pole. Had to work sex offender in there somehow.
Did anyone think to check the unlocked shed? Where's the Santa?
Hide the priest, hide the pedophile. Hide the priest, hide the pedophile.
Same game, isn't it?
Well, that was a really good close-up of that guy's gun.
Find the queen.
Ha-ha! Oh.
Well, at least he's got
behind
his training
you.
In.
There seems to be nothing here.
Ooh,
oh, no.
Dark and mysterious shed.
Oh, no. I found him. And I'm going to get a raise for sure. Let's read Jim's texts. Did you see it yet?
Okay, I get these random texts from Don. I have no idea what the fuck that's supposed to mean. Did you see it yet? I have no idea what the fuck that's supposed to
mean. We've been friends 15 years. No, I haven't seen it yet.
No clue. Not a clue.
Ha-ha! Oh. A staircase. Where do these stairs go?
They go down.
Okay, you first. Go ahead. Go ahead. You first.
Here, wait. Let me just give you a gentle nudge.
Look, we're going about this all wrong.
Yeah.
This Mr. Santa's a sailor. He's you know, in New York.
We'll get him
all
laid.
We have to do is get him laid.
Yeah, that's all it is.
That's all it is.
No one shoots a Santa in my town. We just made the greatest crossover. Silent Night Ghostbusters.
Are you an elf?
No.
Then die
it.
Okay, so she's a reindeer.
What smells like burnt reindeer? Oh, Venkman.
Oh, Venkman,
I am so sorry. So sorry.
Tell me what you think it is. Is it a Christmas star? It is a Christmas star. You can't see these, can you?
I was just going to say, Christmas Eve? Dude, the room is like 3 feet wide. You don't need to go and fucking
That's
like...
Freddy's boiler.
Oh, well, now we know where he was at one point.
One, two, Santa's coming for you. Three, four, better shop at the store.
Please, unzip the uncanny jacket.
You forget, Venkman.
Something for the ladies.
Ooh. You forget, Venkman. I was at a mass undersea, mass elf migration.
You're right. No one would wrap presents this way.
And die.
Oh, right in the squib.
Right in the sternum. That's got to hurt.
Well, and apparently he's just filled with jelly. Well, it did shake when he laughed, so I would imagine.
He eats a lot of raspberry-filled donuts.
Yeah.
Okay. Pink socks.
Great, I got to go all the way down there and get my axe back.
Damn it. Shouldn't have let go.
Day three of the carols continue until our demands are met.
Ooh, well, that's a nice snowman. Addition Please. To the snowman.
Chop the snowman. Yeah. That's how you clean your axe.
I didn't know this movie was interactive.
Hello?
Knock, knock. Another
Show
Santa
me, kid.
Waiting to get shot. Altos?
And nobody else
Altoids.
Is noticing that he's going to go open the door for Santa.
No!
Yeah, the Santa from, like, Changing Places.
No, it's not. I know that kid. His name is Moose Knuckle Jones. I used to tie him
Moose
to my...
Moose Knuckle Jones? Was he a pool player in the 70s?
Yeah.
Old Moose Knuckle Jones. Look at that one kid in the back. He is really excited to be an extra.
He is really excited.
I'm gonna get so much acting work based on my...
I went to the big Jim Willing School of Acting. Act really excited until someone pats you on the ass. Yeah.
Too soon, bro. Too soon. None shall pass.
There's not?
There's also no God, bitch.
And gunfire.
Yep. What happened to his brother?
He comes back as the Santa Claus killer later.
Yeah, but shouldn't he still be in the orphanage?
Well,
thank you, Detective Discomfort.
They didn't have apparently money for squibs.
This is the second Santa they've seen killed today.
Seriously, this is the worst Christmas, second worst Christmas ever.
We got him.
Detective.
All she can do is shake. That's helpful.
She came over to him like Batman.
Choose the form of the Santa.
I didn't think of anything. Did you think of anything?
I didn't think of anything.
Ray.
Sorry, that was my bad.
Ray.
What did you
it
do,
It just popped
Ray?
In there.
What just popped in there, Ray?
I tried to think.
The elf in my shelf.
Oh, is that right up there next to your whore in a drawer?
Yeah.
Whore in a drawer.
I think we've got a winner for this commentary. The whore in the drawer, I think, wins this commentary right there.
That's what I'm calling it.
It's Barbie
Silent
in
night,
a drawer.
Whore in
I'm
a drawer,
not
deadly
it's
night.
It's a real thing.
The
shelf on the elf.
On. Oh, there's his brother. His brother aged really badly.
His moose knuckle has barely come in yet.
It was excited, kid!
Okay, no. He should be, like, roughly 15.
Why does he have roughly. Donald Trump hair?
Because that's a young Donald Trump.
Nope, there's the evil bro.
I'm going to run for president one day.
Naughty.
There's your next killer.
Ladies and gentlemen, a very special...
This music is horrible. It's like somebody decided to Connor's version on an organ.
It's like
it's just someone mashing a harpsichord.
It's like two people dueling with the keytars. They're just beating them against each other like they're like lightsaber fighting. Just
and now it's the Dolly singing. This might be where this is the creepiest fire from Willy Wonka.
This sounds like the commercial for Itchy Iris Toy Store.
When you open up your horn in a drawer, this music comes out. Santa's bag.
Well, to be fair, Gene Simmons from Kiss owns all Christmas carols, so they couldn't use any of those without getting sued into non-existence by Gene fucking Simmons.
Jesus.
Connie Kruger! There was a Kruger in this fucking movie.
Of course there was! You saw the boiler?
Just saying.
Well, you want to know where...
Yeah, that's what I thought. Denise was Linnea Quigley.
She was Mother Superior, so hopefully she's 6 feet under now.
No, well...
Well, she's 3 feet under.
Yeah, they bury nuns shallow.
Well, they have to.
Well, because they're soulless. And,
Slayer Rider. That didn't...
Slayer Rider!
Christmas Flu? How is that a song?
Someone got that Christmas flu.
You right
got,
up there with Christmas fever.
You got a coughing and a sneezing.
No, the persons and events portrayed in this production are fictitious.
No similarity to actual persons living or dead is intended or should be inferred.
So
except
in other words,
all of them.
Which basically says, like, if you watch this movie and you go out and kill a bunch of people, not...
You can't blame it on the movie.
Well, it's not the movie's fault.
At least they started to understand that before, because now people are blaming TV and games and shit like that. Well, we can't blame this one. It said not to.
Does this also mean, though, that I can't...
Slay Ride, Inc.
Does this mean that I also can't work at a toy store and just, like, have a bar underneath my register?
No, that's
fine. That's totally okay.
Okay.
That's
and
covered under
do,
First
you,
Amendment.
You realize who your employees are, right?
Fuck real.
Welcome to Itchy Iris Toy Store.
And Drunkatorium.
Toys in front, bar in back.
Women, no bras necessary.
Wear the only shirt that
buttons
partway.
Because we're just
going to
rip your cardigan anyway.
So it's really easy.
Yeah, I need a nice, uncomfortable sweater to wear with no bra or like cover.
So it itches my nipples raw.
That's why they're erect, is they're just like trying to get the fuck out of the sweater.
Oh, there's Dead Dad. Billy, no!
I can honestly say it has been at least a couple decades since I've seen this movie, and it has not gotten any better. It is exactly as I remember. This is some of those things where it's like, well, it's gotten better, it's gotten worse. No, this is exactly the same. No movement has
occurred. I have
occurred.
Never seen this movie. I remember going to, way back in the day, going to video stores and perusing the horror section and seeing the
Santa arm coming out of the chimney with the axe. Yeah.
Never had a desire to see the movie.
Which
no
now
chimney.
That I've seen it,
yeah.
There's not a damn scene where he's coming out of a chimney.
Yeah, they saved that for the second one.
Oh, what the fuck? Why'd you
that's
put
how
on
they
the cover
kill
of the first one?
His brother becomes a chimney sweep, and that's how he starts to get into people's houses to kill them.
That explains where the whole Santa Claus coming down the chimney starts.
Kill Killany, kill Curry. I've come for you. There is no mercy.
You've been so naughty. No, I can happily say that I had never seen this movie till today, and my life was better for it.
Yeah, no,
it's
you...
only better for because we had the extra special commentary.
Sit and watch this movie, play this commentary.
Shit. Just sync it up right. You'll be fine.
This movie
you know what? Just listen to the commentary. You're better off.
Yeah. This movie solely exists so that for this commentary. Like, there's no reason to watch it without it. I mean,
no.
Someone in 1983 went, you know what? They're going to make a commentary out of this.
This is my sole purpose for this movie.
This is a cinematic equivalent of a fruit roll-up. There's no nutritional value whatsoever. I know it's just fruit in the name, but trust me, there's nothing healthy about this shit.
It's implied fruit.
It's inferred.
Is that kind of right up there with the fruit roll-up underwear that you can buy at, like, the stores?
Yes, those edible panties, yes.
Yes.
Which were also not featured in this film as they were on the cover of the VHS tape.
Oh, so
yeah, it's kind
go.
Of a shame.
Yeah.